308-8867, toll-free outside of San Antonio.
And if any of you topper wines are running around loose out there, I haven't been able to herd you up. My main contact was Lorelei Topper Wine, and they used to live in the Lotus. I used to see them out there at the cafe all the time. But now they moved to Hondo, so I've kind of lost touch with them. So I need to... They always have a Topper Wine get-together or something. All the Topper Wines immigrated to this country through Corpus Christi. They all came through Corpus Christi. And every Topper Wine that spells his name like that are in the family. Hmm. And what this little old lady said, well, if you can spell the name right, you can be in the family. So most people can't spell the name right. But we need to get the word out to the Topper Wines in San Antonio. So if you know any of them, tell them to give me a call or give us a call on the radio and make them aware of this History Channel event.
There you go. All right, 308-8867, toll-free 866-308-8867. Again, it's Milberger's Gardening South Texas. We bring up we bring up other stuff too, though. It's kind of just a friendly show. Bill's on the line at 308-8867. Yep. Hey, Bill, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. No, a little bit of information about the Topper Wines that you may or may not know. They live down on Avenue B, right by the Whitty Museum. And my mother and Thinky, and my mother and father and Thinky, and a few friends had a little poker club back in the early 30s.
I bet you didn't want to accuse them folks of cheating, did you?
Well, Plinky was a real, she was a regular member, and it was kind of an informal group, but that was just information. My brother had one of the Indians that had pepper wine shot, and of course, my brother is dead, and I don't know whatever happened to that thing.
You need to find that, man.
I've got his one of his kids. I've got their phone number because they were over in the Houston area.
Find that, because a lot of the kids think that's just a piece of tin with holes punched in it.
That's right.
We need to find all those. And if
his,
you're not interested in them, I'd be interested in buying one.
He had one son, and he was kind of a political a cartoonist at the Express for a while.
That's right. Topper Wine was.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I'd pass that information on.
Do you know any family members in town there?
No, I surely don't.
And
I'm kind of the last of my generation, so...
You gotta be fairly old to remember those people.
Well, I'm 81, so, and my son Kurt keeps phoning you guys, bugging you about bugs or something or other, but...
How was Plinky's personality? Was she a very nice lady?
She was character. She really was, and she was... He was kind of a recluse. He was deaf, from all the shooting and whatnot, but... He carried on a social life, and of course, I was just a kid at the time, 8 or 9 years old. So I, in a good Germanic household, so you kind of stayed in the background and didn't.
Did you ever see him shoot?
Yes, but I really come in his house. It's more pictures and memories and that kind of stuff than actual times and places, but.
Have you got pictures of them?
No, I surely don't.
Okay.
But if I have anything, I'll keep in touch with you, because I do watch the History Channel. That's good.
Now, who is this? Your son bugs us about what?
Now, wait a minute. What now?
You said your son calls the show?
My son what now?
Calls the show.
Oh, yeah. He called you guys to find out garden stuff.
Now, who's your son? What's your son
Kurt.
First? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he comes out there and buys all his plants at this Milberger's. Got a couple of trees because he bought so much, and they gave him a couple of little Baroques. I think they are gave him a good price. So,
all right, do you have a DVD player?
No, I sure. Well, I've got access. I'm from the old.
Whoa.
I'm back in the dark ages.
Have
I still know how to run a slide rule and stuff like that.
Have you got a VHS? No.
Well, I have access to these things through my kids
and my
grandkids.
Okay, if you will... contact me
through the extension service or
no. I tell you what, let me off the key. Hold on, and we'll have
put you on hold and get your number.
Get your number and get your address.
All right.
And I'll send you one.
There you go.
I'll send you a DVD.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. Don't hang up, Bill.
All right.
We're gonna put you on hold.